Hello, everybody, and welcome back to CJ Evolution. And for Saturday, August 21st, my name is Pat Fitzgibbons, and this is episode number 11. This is CJ Evolution, folks. It's the brand new podcast designed for the criminal justice professional like you, hosted by another criminal justice professional, me. Hello, everybody. I hope everybody's staying safe out there. I work in the great state of Colorado, and I'm glad to be here yet again for another episode on this brand new podcast. I hope everybody's enjoying this podcast. I'm trying really hard to bring you quality entertainment and information. And again, it's brand new. If you want to shoot me an email, you can so at patrick@cjevolution.com. Also, my personal email at pjfitz40. That's pjfitz40@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you folks. Shoot me an email. Tell me what I'm doing great. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. It's okay, because that's how you get better, right? Getting feedback. That is the name of it. I'm also on iTunes, folks. Check out our new link on iTunes. Actually, not link, but we are on iTunes. So all you need to do is go to iTunes. You can subscribe to this podcast, CJ Evolution. All you have to do is just type it into the search engine right there, and bam, I'll come up. You see a picture of me, and you can subscribe to the podcast, and hopefully you enjoyed it. We're also on Podbean, and you can find us there. So I hope you subscribe. I hope you give us some feedback, folks. That's how we get better, right? We get better through feedback, and I hope it's been a positive experience. I wanted to talk a little bit today about the importance of teams in your associations. And this is so important as we traverse to this thing called life, not only in our private matters, but in our professional matters. Teams are so critical. Who you surround yourself with, folks, because I really do believe you are who you surround yourself with, right? You tell your kid you want to stay away from, you tell your kids, for all of us who have kids out there, I have kids, and maybe you do too. But if you tell your kids, you know, stay away from the bad kids, the people that are doing drugs, right? You know, stay out of gangs, Junior. We don't want you part of that. Why? Because we know as parents, we are who you associate with, right? There's a good chance if Junior starts hanging out with the drug dealers or starts hanging out with the gangs, there's a pretty good chance that he might get sucked into it, right? So it's not rocket science, folks. We've learned this from a very early age, some of us, not everybody, by no means. But most of us know that we are who we associate with, right? If you're a cop out there and you're working the beat and you're on the street and you associate with the kind of the lazy cops or the cops who really don't do anything or the cops who are always in trouble, and we all know cops like that, right, who are always getting written up or the brass is always on their ass. If you associate with those people, well, guess what, folks? You're probably going to become one of those people, right? Or at least guilty by association, right? And that's what you don't want in your life. I don't care if it's professional or personal, right? So let's shift to the professional. And again, this isn't rocket science, folks. I'm not telling you what you probably don't already know. But some of us forget, myself included, all right? Associations are powerful, right? If we want to be successful in business outside of our jobs in law enforcement and criminal justice, say you're looking to make the transition outside of this job or this profession, and you want to do something different, well, you're going to look to your associations, right? You're going to try to build those associations to try to get you successful, right? So again, for me, it's pretty cut and dry, and hopefully it is for you too, that associations are powerful. Teamwork is the other part of this equation. So we talked a little bit about associations and the importance of associations, and we can all kind of agree that we are who we associate with for the most part, right? So the second part of this is teams, right? You know, I mentioned before that my wife and I started a business on the side. I've started this podcast. I can't do it by myself. I have to go to people that know better than me, right? How to do a podcast. And again, I'm learning, but I still get advice from other people that have been doing it for a long time. As far as businesses, you cannot do this alone. I don't care what business you're in, law enforcement, you're doing something on the side, you're starting a business, you cannot do it alone, folks. You have to get a team together, and hopefully it's the right team, right? You know, word of warning here, I would kind of be very, very selective on who your team is, right? I mean, again, you are who you associate with. So choose your team wisely would be my advice. Again, I'm kind of going through this now with a business venture my wife and I are involved in. And again, I'll just leave it at that. But I'm getting, as time goes on, I'm getting very, very picky or critical, whatever you want to call it, of the team I want to assemble for our business. And again, it's very, very critical because the teams you select now could directly impact your future, correct? I think we all can agree with that. So again, the takeaways from this podcast, teamwork, right? We need a team. We can't do it alone. In law enforcement, we can't do it alone. I know probably some of us work with people who think they can do it alone, but in reality, they can't. You know, think of it this way. You're not going to go search a building or a business or a house by yourself, right? You can do that, and we call that, you know, kind of John Wayne-ing it. Not very smart, right? Not very smart going in there and searching by yourself, because anything can happen, right? It's an unfamiliar, you know, location for the most part. You're going in by yourself. It's not the smartest thing to do. And some people try to do it. Some people choose that route and go it alone. Maybe the searching of a building is the extreme example, but take that to the business side. And say you're starting a business. You cannot do it alone is the bottom line. But the good news is that there's so many resources out there, folks, for everybody. And usually they're cheaper than, I mean, today is the greatest time in the world, folks, to start a business. I've said that before. I'll say it again. Today is the greatest time to start a business. The time we live in today, the era we live in, is the best time in the world. You know, take something, for instance, like marketing. You know, years ago, I mean, only the big, huge companies could afford marketing. Now, look what we're doing, right? We can get on Facebook. We could do pay-per-clicks. We can do Google ad campaigns as an individual, right? We can do that. So again, it's a level playing field now. And so my point in all this is, but you still need teams. You still need a good group of people to make that happen. I don't care if it's your, you know, professional life or law enforcement, you're a cop out there, you need other people on your team, on your patrol shift to help you get the job done. You cannot do it alone. Sometimes maybe you can with certain calls when we're talking about law enforcement, but most of the time it's going to be the collective effort of a team, right? Same in business. Again, folks, so teamwork, right? Very, very important. And who you associate with, that's going to dictate your success or failure in the future. I really do believe that. And when you think about it, you really step back and you think about that, you're gonna understand what I'm telling you. And I really do think that is one of the keys to successes. I think that there's many keys to success, but I think who you associate with and the team you surround yourself with is going to either make or break you. So with that, folks, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. That's my a couple minutes of wisdom for you today on this Saturday, and I hope you found it useful and entertaining. And again, I would love to get your feedback on how we're doing or how I'm doing with this podcast. Again, I'm still working out kinks, audio, you know, and music and how to incorporate that. So bear with me, and hopefully a year from now or even a couple months from now or a week from now, it'll be a lot better than what we have now. But I still think it's getting better every day. But we can't do that unless we get responses from you, unless we get some feedback. So, folks, I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you have a great remaining weekend. And I look forward to hearing from you with some feedback. And I hope to see you again on our next podcast. And that'll be episode 12, folks. So take care, be safe, and I'll talk with you all soon. Bye-bye.